Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. Also ask about many of our company-exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to enter into the market and find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 for a personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are found on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. Also, don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365-day real estate hotline. The Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in, you guessed it, Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800 and enter the street number of the house that you want to know about. No matter whose listing it is, any broker, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want and you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. The dedicated website has photos and all information that you'll be looking for, all automatically and just that fast, any market we serve, on any listing, at any time. With the heat of the spring real estate market on us, believe it or not, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a high number of well-qualified buyers looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know has been considering a property, now's the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As the seller, you only owe us a commission if we sell your house. Also, through Hunt Real Estate, you will only hear these words. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt Real Estate is the official real estate and relocation provider for our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcasted live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who want to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236, or you can simply dial *930 and connect to us right away. They're all free calls, so please feel free to reach out to us anytime to talk about any aspect of real estate. We have a very special show for you today. My guest today is Will Abels. Hello, Will.
Hello, Jonathan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Will's one of our top young agents at our Hunt Buffalo Metropolitan office, and you really can't tell, you know, through the radio, but Will is a young star that we have. He's like shaking his head, rolling his eyes at me right now. He's one of our top agents at Hunt. Will, how long have you been in real estate?
Since 2010.
And how old were you when you started, can I ask?
I was fresh out of college, so 21? No. Yeah, right about 21.
So what were you doing previously, and what made you want to get into real estate?
I've always really just liked it and kind of had a knack for it, going to open houses. As soon as I graduated college, I figured I'd give it a try, and here I am today.
I think you've really been one of those pioneer young agents in Western New York, because you see the shows on TV on Bravo where everybody wants to be a real estate agent. But when I think about you and I look at your career, you were one of the first young guys to get into the market and to break into the city market, which is one of the most difficult neighborhoods that we have. So I know you grew up in the Elmwood Village. You know a lot about the city. What can you tell us about the local market?
It's going crazy right now. It's getting very competitive. Many houses are going into multiple offers and settling tens of thousands of dollars over the asking price. And it's great for the sellers and can be a little rough for our buyers today.
So what do you think in the Elmwood Village for somebody who wants to enter that market? It's one of the big buzz markets that we hear. A lot of people want to be in the city. They want to be in the Elmwood area. But for somebody who wants to be close to downtown, how realistic is it for a first-time buyer to enter that market?
You know, it can be done. It's like I said before, it's very competitive right now, and there's just such a lack of inventory. So when a house comes up and you think it might be the one, I mean, you really have to jump on it and get in within the first couple days.
So what neighborhoods in the city, Will, do you see big price appreciations or good spots for people to invest?
I'd say, I mean, for appreciations, Elmwood Village, North Buffalo area, the West Side's transitioning, so you're starting to see prices go up there. So those are, I'd say, the three main neighborhoods.
And I think one of the things that we see a lot in the Elmwood Village is that a lot of people are buying two-family homes, kind of helping supplement their mortgage payment with rental income. How do you see rents for doubles right now?
Rents are going up. So, and doubles are a great investment. You can live in one, and your tenant helps pay your mortgage, and things are just going.
You know, it's interesting because it seems that a lot of people don't realize how much that you can actually get in rent for these doubles in the Elmwood Village. I mean, it seems that some people are getting up to $2,000 for a stereotypical city double.
Correct. I mean, rents can range. I mean, it's going to depend on condition and the size of your rental, but $1,500, $2,000, sometimes upwards of that.
What do you see for people that are maybe looking? A lot of people are leaving the suburbs, coming to the city, looking for a more maintenance-free lifestyle. What options do you think are out there for people looking for something, you know, maintenance-free if they're leaving Clarence or Orchard Park and want to experience the city again?
Well, there's a ton of new loft rentals and things downtown that are great for people, condominiums and co-ops for if you want to buy but don't want the hassle of maintenance or mowing the lawn or landscaping or anything like that, which I think two great options.
Now, one of the things that you brought up is co-ops, and I think a lot of people in Buffalo, they have no idea what they are. They see these buildings listed for sale in the MLS, and they say, what are those really high fees? So for all the listeners out there, what are some of the co-ops? Tell us about them.
Well, your HOA fee takes care of, you know, all your common area maintenance, common area expenses, gardening, landscaping. Some buildings, it's your taxes, your heat, your electric. So it really encompasses a lot. Even though the fees might be a little high, you're not paying those extra monthly expenses. It's all in one.
And I think that's really interesting for a lot of buyers, for people who are looking for absolutely zero maintenance. You go into one of these buildings and you don't have to do anything. You don't have a furnace to maintain. You don't have to take care of the windows. You know, they're washing your car for you if you're parking in the garage. I think it's a pretty neat way to live. What about the waterfront real estate market right now? I mean, it seems like, is that as popular with buyers? It seems more people are talking about Elmwood and North Buffalo, but waterfront doesn't seem as much of a buzz right now.
You know, I think it keeps its status quo. There's just other neighborhoods that have greatly appreciated, so I think they're stealing the focus away. But the waterfront is still a great market to get into.
You know, it's interesting because there's properties selling in the waterfront village that aren't on the waterfront. There was one that I saw recently closed. It was a resale of one of Paladino's townhouses for $900,000. And you're seeing people paying, you know, in the nines, close to $1 million to not have a water view. And I think that's really showing the strength of our market.
For sure. And well, and you have to also, there's so much going on down there with canal side and, you know, just over the last few years, the downtown area has really come alive.
I mean, in the past, it used to just kind of be a frozen tundra in the winter and there was nothing to do. So now people can at least walk down to canal side, walk, catch a Sabres game. And I think it's becoming a little bit more active.
I agree.
You know, everybody with the city, I think they're looking for that lifestyle where they can walk and shop and drink, eat. But we'll see, you know, maybe with Uber, you know, people can be Ubering around the city. What other markets besides the city are you working in right now that you see are popular with houses selling quickly?
Kenmore, Tonawanda, Amherst. I see a lot over there. I mean, it's really the greater Buffalo area is on fire right now.
So do you have any buyers looking in any particular areas? Anybody out there who's listening thinking, gosh, I might want to sell my home? Do you have anybody that's out there really pounding the pavement looking for a specific neighborhood?
I have people, Elmwood Village, Kenmore, a lot of people looking at Amherst. And like, there's just such a lack of inventory that if you are thinking about selling your home, now is the time.
I think it's good to prepare now because more and more inventory will come through the summer, but it's amazing when we look at the listings that are out there, and there's just so few listings. For sellers that are out there thinking of selling and might want to use your expertise, what's your cell number?
It's 716-465-3160.
So if you're thinking about selling out there and want to utilize the expertise of one of the youngest, finest top agents in Western New York, give Will a call. See, I'm just trying to embarrass him a little bit on air and get him to laugh and smile. It's a very early morning for a young realtor to bring them on air. I know. It's so funny being on the radio because you can't see the behind the scenes, but that's why I like it, because you can wear whatever you want. So, Will, going back to the market and going back to different types of housing that people are looking for, we see a lot of people that are downsizing into condominiums and into patio homes. Patio homes seems to be a real big buzz now, but you see people paying an astronomical amount of money for these patio homes. You know, you see Greythorn and Williamsville and some of the different new communities with the home builders, and people are paying $400,000 for 2,000 square feet. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good option for people? Do you think that's going to hold its value?
I think it'll hold its value. And again, I mean, it all comes down to what your specific needs are. A lot of, you know, with the townhouses and things like that, again, you know, you have an HOA, and usually they take care of your snow maintenance or lawn and things like that. So it, you know, it's going to all depend on what your needs are.
I agree. I think for people, you know, that are looking to have a maintenance-free lifestyle, I think the patio homes are an awesome option. We had a show a couple weeks ago talking about Fisher Pond, Hunt's exclusive patio home community that's almost sold out. And one of the things we talked about were the lower taxes. You know, having that condo tax status really saves on what somebody's spending on an annual basis for their property tax. So I think that's kind of a neat bonus with that, too. Kind of talking in with property taxes and shifting a little bit, what are your thoughts, Will, with the city looking to possibly do a reassessment and reevaluation on houses? Do you think property taxes are going to go up?
You know, I don't think they're going to go down, Jonathan.
Probably not.
But, you know, it's not a bad thing. I mean, when we go through and we sell some these houses, and, you know, you see a lot of them, their assessed value is $275,000, and then the property goes on and ends up selling for $100,000+ more than that. So, you know, I think it'll give the city a chance to slowly catch up and maybe give us some tax dollars that are needed.
I mean, we definitely need some tax dollars, infrastructure improvements. You drive down Main Street and you definitely seem like you need an SUV. I think that's why my shocks are shot on my Jeep. But we do have a lot of good things coming, and seeing that price appreciation is truly amazing. I was looking in the MLS yesterday, and there was a house that just got listed on the Lower West Side for $200,000 on Trenton, you know, which is a street that is really up and coming. Those neighborhoods close to downtown, you see a lot of people investing in those houses, and I think there's a lot of room to appreciate in prices. What do you think, Will, as far as investors, for people out there that, you know, maybe their 401k or their mutual funds aren't earning them a lot of money? What do you think is a good way to invest in real estate right now?
I think buying up multifamilies would probably be one of the better ways to go. The rents are starting to climb up, so you could still get in at the price and at a decent price and watch the rents climb over the next few years as the prices continue to appreciate.
What areas do you think are good rental markets? If we're looking at somebody, maybe it's somebody that's starting out younger and they're looking to buy their first investment property. What do you think is a good area to get that starter investment?
I think getting a North Buffalo double or multifamily in North Buffalo would be a good one. It's a very stable market, and the rents, you know, now you're starting to see the rents go up, and, you know, you can get $1,100, $1,200, sometimes more, $1,200 a month per unit in North Buffalo. And I think it's a good investment because I don't think you can really lose, and the market and your home value will, you know, stay pretty consistent.
And I think that's a really important factor to consider, is that when you're looking at buying a real estate investment, it's not just getting the instant rents. It's looking where your money's going to be safe, in a neighborhood where you're always going to be able to resell that house and see some price appreciation. Will, we're seeing a lot of people who are buying houses on the east side of Buffalo and a really big demand for houses under $50,000. What do you think's driving that market? Is it a lot of investors? Do you think there's more people moving to the east side and trying to redevelop?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think you're starting to see a lot of investors go over there because it's relatively inexpensive when you get into certain areas. So they can buy a lot and then you know, decide what if they want to develop it. They can pick up a couple parcels maybe that are right next to each other and then make some kind of a development out of it.
That's a really good point. You know, I mean, as far as buying land and being able to acquire some of these large parcels, we're starting to see people building new houses in the city. I was just driving last night and I saw the new house that they're building on the corner of Delavan and Linwood. You know, that was a house that they were really had a lot of trouble building, and it's this narrow, skinny house. It's on like a 20-foot lot. It's 3 stories tall. It's so cool looking. And we would have never seen that 10 years ago in the city. But now people are really investing and trying to do different things in the neighborhoods. What's it been like for you, Will, as a lifetime resident of the city, seeing the change? I mean, you grew up in the Elmwood Village. You were right there. How was the neighborhood when you were a kid to now? How have the changes been?
You know, you're on Elmwood, you see a little more development and definitely more people. Where I grew up, we didn't have parking, so we always had to park on the street. And, you know, over the last, I'd say 7 to 10 years, I mean, you've slowly started to see just the influx of people coming in and you know, parking on the side streets and using Elmwood and coming out and going to the shops and boutiques and restaurants. I think it's phenomenal.
Has it been really different? I mean, I grew up in Orchard Park. I was a suburban guy. And, you know, you're the Elmwood guy. You spent your childhood riding your bike on Elmwood, rollerblading. How have the businesses and the climate of that changed over the years?
You know, it's definitely become slightly more refined. But, you know, the Elmwood Village has always had this fun, walkable feel to it. And that really hasn't changed.
And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people are moving to the Elmwood Village. I mean, there's really no feeling like it when you're walking down the street, seeing the different shops, the restaurants, the development. And I think you and I are so fortunate that our office is located right on Elmwood on the corner of Breckenridge. We're really in the heart of everything. And to see that every single day, it's truly amazing. I mean, I don't think I could go back and be living in a suburban community and not being able to walk out the door and go to a 7-Eleven or go and get a nice sandwich somewhere. Just the little perks of living in the city. So, Will, back to investors and some different opportunities. On HGTV, everything is about flipping houses. You see house flippers, these shows that are everywhere. Do you think that that's a market in Buffalo for people to buy houses and flip them? Do you see that as an opportunity?
I think it is. I think you have to be careful of, especially in this market, what you're buying and how much you're paying for it initially and what you're going to put into it by the time you turn around and resell it. You know, you want to make sure that you're going to come out on top.
Any particular markets that you see better than others for people to invest in and flip?
I think there's a lot in the West Side area. You know, when you go just west of Richmond, that neighborhood is definitely in transition and it's coming around. You know, you can get maybe something that needs a lot of work for a decent price, turn around and flip it and, you know, get a young professional or a younger family who, you know, still wants the feel of the Elmwood Village without being too far away and having it affordable.
You know, I think that's key. I think you have a lot of people that are first-time buyers that don't want to do the work on a house that would love to buy a flipped home. So I think for the investors out there that are looking to take a chance on real estate, take a little gamble, make a little bit of money, I think the West Side is a really good opportunity. What do you think, Will, about all the development that's happening in Beckegate Circle? That seems like a hot neighborhood right now. How are houses selling over there, like on Oxford and Harvard?
Oh, they're selling like hotcakes. Again, there's not a lot of inventory. I had one, what was about a year ago, on Oxford, and we got record price. It was, I mean, beautiful, beautiful house. The gentleman who owned it, it was he and his wife, and I mean, they just put so much money into it. And a lot of people told them, at some point you have to stop. You're not going to get your money back. You're not going to get your money back. And you know what? We put it on the market, and we had multiple offers, and that one ended up selling, I think it was $30,000 or $40,000 over the asking price.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the high 200s, correct, with
it was.
That house?
I think it was about 250, 255.
And for people that aren't familiar, it's the neighborhood right in back of Gates Circle Hospital. I still think there's a lot of opportunity to buy houses and build equity there. And it's amazing. You drive down the street and you see people that are just gutting these houses and making significant investments. And I think that's going to be a really hot neighborhood with all of the development that you see happening at Gates Circle. What did those people, did you sell them that house? What did they pay for it?
You know, I'm not sure. They were there for many years, and I did not sell it to them.
So that's where you see people kind of getting in, you know, at that bottom price and then cashing out when it's high.
You got it.
So for people that are looking to maybe, actually, we're getting kind of closer to our break mark, so I'm not going to get into topics that are going to take us too long. Let's hop back into Gate Circle and that whole area. How do you think that development is going to propel the neighborhood? Do you see that as a positive change with the buildings that they're doing, the high rises? I know some people are a little resistant to that.
No, I think it'll be great. I mean, you're going to have Canterbury Woods there, which I think will be phenomenal. They're going to take Lancaster and extend it down past Delaware through Linwood, and they're going to have a couple commercial spaces there. You know, I think it's just going to add on to how walkable the neighborhood is, and it'll just be another attraction for people to come down and check out.
And I think it's neat because that neighborhood at Gates Circle, it's really going to be an extension of the Elmwood Village. Like you said, they're extending a street, you know, from Lancaster Avenue to connect to Linwood. I mean, it's just going to add a whole nother artery to our roads in the city. And to have that commercial and that residential to mix in with the Elmwood Village, it's going to be a different neighborhood than it's been before. You know, I think we're really building a new fabric into the community. What do you think about all of the development happening on Elmwood? You know, talking about tearing down some of these smaller buildings, building the high-rise apartments. Do you see that as positive, adding more people into the neighborhood?
I think that it's great to add more people into the neighborhood, but I also think you have to keep the character of the neighborhood because that's what makes it special and that's what people love about it.
I agree. You know, it's one of the big draws to the city to be able to have that character, keep the neighborhoods walkable. We are just about coming up on a break right now. We'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse. You'll also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA, in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well. Only at Hunt Mortgage are these programs offered. Again, the number is 633-3700. For those of you that would like to pick up the phone and participate in today's show, you can give us a call here in the studio by dialing *930, or you can call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236. But again, easiest way to get a hold of us, anything you want to talk about in real estate, dial *930. And we can have a little chat. I'm here in the studio today with Will Abels. Hi, Will.
Hi, Jonathan.
I'm so thankful that Will came and I got to drag a busy realtor out of bed and away from his clients this morning. Talking about the market, talking about a lot of things happening in the city. But in addition to the city, it seems like our suburbs are really rocking it too. And we have a lot of houses selling there as well. You were talking a little bit about the Kenmore, Tonawanda market. What types of price appreciation have you seen in those areas?
You know, like the greater Buffalo area, most neighborhoods, the prices are just, I mean, appreciated. Because we have such a lack of inventory in the market right now, anything that comes on, if it's appropriately priced, usually ends up in multiple offers. And, you know, it's almost like pick a number out of a hat to figure out what it's going to sell for.
So when we talk about, you know, just having the house appropriately priced, do you think that people need to have their house HGTV ready? Or do you think if they just put the right price on the house, you know, that they can sell it? What are your thoughts on staging and for people who don't know what to do to get their house ready?
I think it takes a little bit of a mixture of both. You know, condition is going to be a lot that's going to sell your property, but you also want to, you know, have it look presentable when people come through and clean and decluttered and things like that.
Do you think that people need to go through and repaint their houses? That's one of the things that people think, God, I got to go through, I got to repaint everything, recarpet.
I think you want to give it a fresh look, but you also have to remember you're selling your house, so you don't want to dump too much money into it.
Exactly. We have a caller on the line. We have Al. Hi, Al.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Doing great. I know you guys are focusing on the city and the north towns, but how is the market out in the south towns, like Gowanda?
You know what? That's a fantastic market. There's a lot that's happening out there, and you see people who have always lived in these southern communities in Gowanda, North Collins, Eden, and I think that's a really popular market right now, too, for people that are looking for a little bit of land, looking for some space.
How's the inventory out there?
You know, the inventory, I think it's pretty steady. You know, you see some parcels, you know, in the village of Gowanda that's still for sale. I think when you go a little bit out towards the country, it's getting more competitive, you know, where you see people looking for that acreage and really looking for nice properties, nice land.
I actually had the opportunity to go out to Gowanda with a coworker of mine, and there was a beautiful old Victorian house on West Main Street. And I had never been to Gowanda before, and it really opened my eyes to just the character of some of these houses out there. I mean, it was like something out of a story or a movie. I mean, it was just absolutely stunning.
Great.
Well, Al, thanks for calling in. We appreciate the comments on the South Towns, and we hope you enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye. You know, Al brings up a good point. You know, when we're talking about the city and the North Towns, when we're looking at the South Towns and the far, far South Towns, you know, going out to Gowanda, it's the village that borders Erie County and Cattaraugus County with Cattaraugus Creek going right down the middle. And I think it's fascinating some of the housing stock that we have in Western New York, because you can go 40 minutes from the city of Buffalo and you can find incredible architecture. So that mansion that you went out to in Gowanda, how much was that? That was a really amazing house. We had that listed through our office.
If my memory serves me correctly, it was $169,000.
So for under $200,000, you can have essentially a brick mansion, 40, 45 minutes from the city of Buffalo, lots of space, room to roam around.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, Will, what areas, you know, do you think in the South Towns are really popular right now? Kind of going along Al's question and talking about that market.
Hamburg, you know, Orchard Park, East Aurora, I think those are very hot.
You know, I think East Aurora, we see a lot of people who like the Elmwood Village and they like the walkable communities and they're going into East Aurora. I really see that as a top emerging market right now. Kind of talking about the suburbs and different things happening there, what do you think as far as new builds right now, Will? Do you think that's a hot market?
It is. You know, the cost to build today is getting growing and growing more expensive. But, you know, there is always going to be people who want to, you know, build their own house and design it the way they want and work with the builder to put different amenities and things like that. And so, you know, I don't think the new build market will, you know, ever die out. It's just going to be one of those things where you have to have the land and the parcels to develop to put them up.
And I think that's really key, because what we're seeing driving the prices up with new builds right now, it's the cost for land. I had the opportunity this past week to tour a new home community in Orchard Park, and lots that are about 100 by 200 are selling for $115,000. And it's kind of hard to fathom because parcels of land to build are as much as some people are paying for their houses. So I think that's really adding to the cost. For somebody that's looking to build a new house, you know, it seems like the prices are really high. Do you think that's more of a long-term investment? You know, if somebody's getting transferred to Buffalo, they're only looking to stay here for a couple of years. You know, what do you think about building versus buying existing?
I think it definitely is more of a long-term investment. I think most of the people who decide to build are in it for the long haul. I mean, you spend so much time going through and working with your builder and planning out where you want this wall and where this room's going to be, and, you know, so I think, you know, by the time you get in, because it is the way you want it, you know, you really have no excuse to leave. It's kind of perfect for the person who built it.
Exactly. And I think for buyers that are looking for new construction, I think there's a lot of opportunity out there in the market. If you want a newer house, you can buy one that's maybe 2-3 years old, and you see people who have put in the landscaping, they put in the window treatments, maybe they put in a pool. And those are things that you don't 100% get your money back on right now. You know, so you have a little bit of opportunity to get a good deal, if you will. Will, what are some things that people can do to their houses that you think are the best returns on investment? You see HGTV recommending all kinds of home repairs, all kinds of styles. What do you think gets the best return?
I think kitchens and bathrooms get the best return, and I think that also really helps you sell your house when someone comes in. For those people who walk through and go through these houses and looking to buy, and they really don't want to do a lot of work, I think they're more willing to do some cosmetic updating rather than overhauls of kitchens and bathrooms.
What do you see popular for kitchens and trends right now as far as colors and what's popular?
Grays are in. Stone counters, whether it be quartz, granite, those are extremely popular. Tile floors, now the new thing, you know, if you're going to rip your floor out and put a new one in, heated floors are the rage.
I like that. Heated floor for a Buffalo winter?
Absolutely.
That's pretty nice.
A neighbor of mine just had put one in not too long ago when I was over at their house. And, you know, you walk in and you walk onto this floor and you're like, oh, my God, this is great.
That's perfect.
It's phenomenal.
You know, it's interesting because when people were listing their houses for sale, everybody would think they had to neutralize and paint everything beige. And now we're like, neutralize everything and paint it kind of like grayish, kind of like that gray beige. You know, our colors and what's popular is changing, you know, that we're seeing in houses. So I think it's kind of an exciting time, you know, for people who are buying new houses and who are making upgrades. We're really at one of those tipping points as far as design goes, where I think, you know, we're shifting from what's been popular for the past 10 years. We have new things. You know, we have quartz. People are doing more grays. You know, the white cabinets have been in for a long time, but now you see people doing, gray cabinets. Or I've seen a lot of blue kitchens recently. I saw it at the Junior League of Buffalo Decorator Show House. They had a blue kitchen with brass fixtures. The brushed brass people are now putting into their houses. So, you know, we'll see what the trends are that are going to be emerging. So, you know, talking about the things that people really like that cost a lot of money, kitchens and bathrooms, it's a huge investment in a home. What do you think, Will, you know, for the sellers out there who have invested in other things? Like, we see a lot of people that spend $10,000 on a roof, $20,000 on a driveway. What do you say to a seller like that who's updated the exterior but hasn't done anything on the inside and it's all original?
Well, as long as everything's been well maintained, you still have the buyers who will, you know, go in and, you know, with a house with a solid structure and good bones. There are people who don't want to pay a premium for a work that a seller has already done and would rather have pick a house up that has good bones but may need some inside updating, because then they can choose the finishes and they can do it the way they'd like.
You know, when we're looking at big updates and mechanicals and roofing, one of the things that I notice in the city market is a lot of houses don't have air conditioning. How much of a factor do you think that plays for the houses that have radiators and don't have forced air? Do you think that buyers in the city, that they don't care about that, or do you think that helps sell somebody's house if they have AC?
I think it depends on the client. Growing up in the Elmwood Village and living in the city my whole life without air conditioning, I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, and we live in Buffalo. So, you know, you have 3-4 months that are warm, and the rest is totally tolerable. So as long as you have, you know, maybe you could put a window unit in your bedroom for sleeping purposes or that. But I don't think it's not having air conditioning would deter someone from buying a house if they like everything else.
See, it's so interesting, you know, growing up and being an Orchard Park guy here, I grew up with central air conditioning. And when I moved to the city, you know, we never opened up our windows in our house. We went right from heating to air conditioning. Maybe we'd have the screens up for a couple weeks. But in the city, you kind of adjust and you get used to those things. I think it's the trade-off of having, you know, that older, charming kind of house. We're going to head on another quick break. We'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow filling in for Peter Hunt. I'm here in the studio with Will Abels. Hi, Will.
Hi, Jonathan.
So going back to talking about the hot topics in real estate and with our weather getting hotter, some of the things that people are looking for in houses are nice backyards, ways to enjoy the summer, and we have a lot of people that are looking for pools, thinking about putting pools in their backyard. What do you think about that? Does that add anything to the value of your house? It's always one of those taboo topics in real estate.
You know, I think it goes 50-50. You see a lot of people who, when they go through a house, I think a lot of people, if you have very young children, pool could be maybe a deterrent for safety reasons. I never had a pool in any of my houses, but I love pools. I think they're great. But I think it really goes 50-50. You know, half of the people love them and would want one, and the other half don't want the maintenance or the upkeep.
Now, for somebody who's out there who might be selling their house in a couple of years, but they're deciding to put a pool in this summer, spending, you know, 30, 50 grand on a pool, how much of that do you think people get back when they go and sell their house?
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, where you're located, the neighborhood you're in, what are values doing in your neighborhood. But I'd say, you know, you may not get your total investment back if you put in a pool.
What do you think are some other exterior amenities that people are looking for with new houses right now?
I think, you know, a exterior space to hang out and kick back on is important for people. You know, with nice landscaping, kind of your little backyard oasis getaway.
I think you see more people, and they're saying that they're using, you know, the term staycation. They want to stay home. They want to use their backyard. They want to have a nice spot to relax at the end of the day. We have another caller. We have Paul from Tonawanda. Hi, Paul. Whoops. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
What's your question, Paul?
My question is, what about the market in Niagara County? And I'm also wondering, what about a more modest home under $150,000 in this market? Where would they look?
You know what, Niagara County, I think it's one of the emerging, most strongest markets that we have potential for in Western New York. You see a lot of development in Niagara County as far as commercial when you're driving down Niagara Falls Boulevard, and it keeps pushing out further and further. You see more building happening, and I think it's causing a lot of price appreciation. I think when you're looking under 150, you see a lot of people moving to like LaSalle and Niagara Falls, where you can even get great houses under 110, under 100,000. And North Tonawanda, City of Tonawanda, you know, I think those are fantastic markets as well, where you can get a really nicely updated house under that 150 mark.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too.
You know, Paul brings up another great market, Niagara County. We see so much happening out there. And a lot of people hear Niagara County and they can't, you know, articulate exactly where that is. You know, they think really far out. They think Wilson. But Niagara County, it's just over the border of Amherst. You know, you see Pendleton as one of the fastest growing communities in Western New York. Lots of building, strong home appreciation, and Niagara County has some really great school districts. Star Point, Lou Port, great places for families to raise their kids and to get them into a good school. What do you think about the Niagara County market, Will?
You know, I think it's great. You're also starting to see prices rise. And, you have Lewiston, Wheatfield. In the summertime, you have, concert series. There's a lot to do in those towns.
You know, I think Niagara County, I think they're doing a lot to compete with everything in Buffalo, because I think in Western New York, it's a very Buffalo-centric environment right now, where you hear downtown, everything's happening downtown. That's where all the events are. But I think Niagara County is doing a great job with promotions and with getting people out to Lewiston for all of the festivals that are out there. You know, Lewiston is definitely a bedroom community of Buffalo, beautiful, walkable village with a diverse, home prices out there. You know, you see the homes in Lewiston that are, in the village around $100,000, and then you see the ones up on the river for $1 million. So it's cool to see that factor going in Niagara County right now. What do you think, Will, for people that are going way further out in Niagara County towards Wilson and stuff like that? Have you shown houses out there? Do you think, that's a market that's moving right now?
Yeah, I do. You're starting to see, and again, it's all depending on, what the buyer's wants and needs are. But I think, Wilson, Lewiston, a lot of those towns and neighborhoods are on the up and up.
We have another caller. We have Steve on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I've got a question specific to realtors that sell certain types of properties. For instance, are there realtors that are more apt at selling a property that needs rehab that the owner is not willing to put all the amenities into it to bring it back? Interested in selling it as is, so to speak. Certain realtors that are better than others for selling that type of a property.
I think what it comes down to, Steve, is pricing the property appropriately. In this market, if it's appropriately priced, given the work or rehab that is needed, that you'll find people, and if you're lucky, you'll find multiple people who might be able to see the vision. I think what would be important for the realtor as they're showing a property like that is to really explain the vision and what could be done and what the property could look like to sell someone on, again, what it could be and what they would end up with at the end of their rehab.
Well, I guess my question would be, are there certain realtors, once again, that have clients specifically in that arena, that multiple types of clients that they're used to, they have clients that are looking for those types of properties. And if there are those types of realtors, how do you seek one of those out?
You know what, Steve? I think that being an office manager with Hunt, we have a lot of agents that work with investors, that work with people that are, willing to buy properties cash, close quickly. I think it depends on, what the condition is of the house and what your specific goal is. I think interviewing a few different realtors is key. Will Abels here, who's sitting with me, he works with a lot of different investors and in several markets throughout Western New York. And when you're working with people that are willing to buy houses that might want to flip them, I think they're more flexible on area. If the house is priced correctly, a lot of our buyers that we have who are investors who will take homes in any condition, they're willing to look in a lot of different locations as long as that purchase price is going to leave room to do a renovation.
Great. One real quick follow-up question on another note. Does a pond, a well-maintained pond on a manicured piece of property have the same effect as a pool? Will some people want that, other people, or is it an amenity or not typically?
You know what? That's a really great question. I think it's desirable. I think you're going to have people that are going to worry with small kids, getting close to the pond. But I think because a pond doesn't require maintenance, and it's attractive, I think it's a huge selling point for a house because you have people, that are looking to have some type of view and something nice to look out at. As long as the pond, like you said, the key is for it to be well maintained. you know, cleaning out the cattails, making sure that it's not getting too much algae. If the pond looks good and doesn't appear to be a huge item of maintenance, I think it's a huge selling point.
Well, it's another view I wasn't aware of in, you know, what the public would respond to something like that. So that's another, you know, key question that kind of puts me in another in the right direction. So, well, listen, thank you for your time. I appreciate both those questions you've had time to give me insight into.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks,
have a good
Steve.
Weekend. Anybody else who's looking to call in before the end of our show? We have 5 minutes left. You can dial *930 and connect directly to us to talk about any of your questions or comments about anything real estate related. You know, Steve brings up some good topics with, you know, investors and people looking to buy houses that are in any condition. You know, again, at Hunt Real Estate, we work with such a wide variety of clients. And I think the key to using an experienced real estate agent is they have that network of clients and other realtors that they can call and say, hey, I have this house, and, you know, do you have clients that might be interested in it? So, Will, for the clients out there listening to you today, how can they get a hold of you?
You can give me a call on my cell phone at 716-465-3160.
Fabulous. You know, Will, he sells all throughout Western New York, and I think, you know, being the office manager and working with Will for several years now, what's great about using Will as an agent is he's so diverse in working in several different markets. When you're working with an agent like Will, who's based out of the city, he's selling houses in the North Towns, South Towns, Niagara County, really all over the place, so he can give you a really well-rounded view of what's out there. Will, any other thoughts on real estate or things that you want to bring up as we're getting closer to the end of our show?
I think if you're on the fence of leaning towards selling your house, now is just the perfect time because of the lack of inventory and the high prices and multiple offers that people are getting. I wouldn't wait to do it.
We have another caller on the line. We have Mark. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, real quick. I'm wondering how properties are in Lackawanna, especially doubles.
You know what, Mark? I think Lackawanna, I think that's a huge market right now. We're seeing houses sell there extremely quick. I know we say that about all of Western New York, but Lackawanna, that's geographically such a small community, and there's a lot of people who are looking to be there. And with less inventory, you'll find that homes there sell fast.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. We have another caller on the line. We have Gene from Fredonia. Hi, Gene.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good, good. It's beautiful up here. I have a house at the top of Chautauqua Road. It's got 45 acres. Part of it's grapes. And we're looking to sell it. I was wondering if people are looking in that area up in Fredonia.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, parcels with acreage, that's huge. You see a lot of people that are looking to get big parcels of land, and, you know, to find 45 acres, there's not a lot of that, you know, in Erie County. And Fredonia, it's just a quick trip down the 90, so I think that's a hot market. I think that's a good spot. You have, you know, you said grapes on your property, and I think that's appealing for people who want to, you know, go grow crops and just kind of have more of that country quiet lifestyle.
Well, we have two barns, and at the top of the property, you could see Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think with the view and the outbuildings are huge for people who want to keep their lawn equipment, for people who want to keep boats, RVs. Fredonia is so close to recreational areas, so I think that adds a lot of value to your property.
And on one of the barns, the roof needs to be fixed. You know, like a steel roof, is that? Do you get your value out of that you put into it?
I think so. You know, I think that's something that buyers find as a huge selling point. So if you were looking to replace the roof on a barn, that's a long-term fix, and I would highly recommend it. Gene, we're getting towards the end of the show, so we appreciate your call. Will, for people to get in touch with you, they can call you at our office to reach both of us, 883-2200. This is Jonathan Orlow and Will Abels. And remember, when it comes to real estate in Western New York, it's Hunt Country.